Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. What does it mean that we will be judged by what we do in the body? It doesn't sound very Lutheran on its own. So thankfully, it doesn't stand on its own. The context is this: God sends suffering so that you might not rely upon yourself and be found naked, but rather that you would be clothed in Christ and thus be at home with God. That's the summary, at least. And what is meant by the language of groaning and tense, of being burdened and being further clothed, language of a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For at some point, our bodies here on earth, our earthly homes, will be destroyed. They'll give up. Even now, they're slowly deteriorating, some faster than others, just like the temporary impermanence of a tent. And we groan. We feel the weight and the burden of sin that is within our flesh. It weighs us down, it ages our bodies, and it slows our steps. It puts creaks in our bones, it puts wrinkles on our skin, shades over our eyes, and it muffles our ears. Now, these things aren't meant to send us into despair, but they are meant to prick the conscience. For no one will escape. All will be judged. All will appear. All will receive what is due for what he or she has done in the body, whether good or evil. And as with suffering, so it is with sin. It should prick your conscience. Intention, of course, doesn't matter. Something said in haste can be just as hurtful as the well-thought insult. Neither is omission an excuse. Ignorance, neglect, and laziness equally fall short of the glory of God. It's also not a numbers game, as if each sin can be negated by a good work. If you've broken one commandment, you've broken them all. So repent, but do not despair. Rely not upon your own understanding, and trust not your own doings. The good that you think you do will never outweigh the evil. All will be laid bare. Rather, put on Christ, be clothed in and with his righteousness. For he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Now, left on our own, we cannot do good things, but God can, and he does. It is God who does them, and it's he who prepares us for this new heavenly dwelling by taking our sin, by taking our evil deeds, all that wickedness, into his own body. And so he who knew no sin became sin for us. Thus our Lord conquered sin within his body on the cross, so that all that's left for us, all that's seen, are his good works and his good deeds for you, and the fruit that he bears in you through the Spirit as a guarantee. And so we are always of good courage, for we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, but we walk by faith, not by sight. You see, we see through the eyes of faith. In faith, we see that all of our sins are taken away in the body of Christ on the cross. In faith, we see that the Spirit is the one who works in and through our body. And in faith, we see that heavenly dwelling, that perfect body, which is waiting for us. So yes, we are of good courage. And though we would rather be away from the Lord and at home with the Lord, so whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. So the tent may be failing around us. Storms may come through. The wind may whip through the tent's flaps and the rain drip in through the seams. The bones may creak, the ice form, the eyesight fail, and the step may slow. Even so, we persevere, knowing and having the promise of the heavenly dwelling not built with hands. So be of good cheer, encourage one another, and persuade others. You, clothed by Christ, are known by God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.